It's lunchtime at the Ferguson Student Center at the University of Alabama.
How are you?
Many of these 36,000 young people are sweating their finals and wondering how the Crimson Tide football team will do against the LSU Tigers this Saturday. But for others, these Tuscaloosa students equal votes.
These students are able to now make, you know, be independent thinkers and make their own decisions.
Rashad Hudson is president of the College Democrats Student Organization.
And that's why I think it's important, because you're away from home, you don't have that influence at home. So all you have is your education knowledge and the knowledge that you're gaining. And to take that and to go out and vote is far more important than just thinking, oh, I'm going to sit on the sidelines.
While their parents may cast ballots over taxes or other issues, students in Tuscaloosa may have their own cause to rally around.
Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. City officials in Tuscaloosa say they've informed representatives of the Uber ride-sharing service that drivers will face arrest unless the company complies with the city's demands.
Uber is a ride-sharing service that appears popular with the college crowd. However, it did not get a warm welcome from the Tuscaloosa City Council. Uber is like a taxi service, with private cars taking passengers where they want to go for a fee. Students like the idea, and they banded together to promote it with Mayor Walt Maddox.
Right now, I would not feel safe putting my family into an Uber vehicle. So if I don't feel that way about my family, how can I allow any of our citizens to be put in a situation in which they assume that the city has cleared, and when we haven't?
The city and Uber could not come to an agreement over regulations. These city rules include vehicle inspections, insurance, a background check, and a business permit. Uber does not want to comply to these four codes.
I mean, that's the fun thing about, like, you know, being politically involved.
Maverick Flowers sees a silver lining to this cloud of controversy. He's president of the College Republicans Student Organization.
You never know when an issue is going to spring up and you're going to be called to action because you're going to feel passionately, you know, about something one way or the other, and, you know.
Flowers says issues like Uber can teach young voters they can speak out, even if they lose.
There's always work to do. There's always something you can do. So it's better than just sitting idly by and just, you know, shaking your head at the news, or, you know, shaking your fist at the news, or getting angry. I mean, you get angry, do something about it.
Getting students politically active at the University of Alabama could be tricky. That's because the latest freshman class is mostly from out of state. These students had to decide whether to register to vote in Alabama or at home. Will Stokes is executive director for the College Republican Student Organization. He says more students should consider registering in Alabama.
You live here for 4 years. You spend, you know, at least 9 months out of your year for 4 years here. You might as well take advantage of voting in local elections that are going to affect you more than wherever your parents live. So I think it is important for students to register to vote here in Alabama.
George Hawley is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Alabama and has a different viewpoint.
I'm hesitant to say that it's important.
He says if students feel inclined and passionate, they should get involved. But he says because most college students don't have kids or own property, a lot of city rulings may not affect them.
A lot of municipal policies won't really have a substantive impact on their lives. Many of them have other things that are occupying their time, and voting might not be the top of their priority list, and that's okay.
Whichever state students decided to register with, this political base could have strong impacts on local issues. If enough students decide that Uber or other local affairs matter, then Mayor Maddox may feel their influence. For APR News, I'm Elaine Smith in Tuscaloosa.